In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand this morning with Jesus, and we are looking at a woman. A woman whom Jesus blesses. We know a great deal about this woman. In many ways, she fits the description of a person in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. She certainly is. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. She certainly does that. Blessed are the merciful. That's why she is giving. Blessed are the pure in heart. She is that too. We know even more about this woman that Jesus blesses. We know what she looks like, and we know her name. Her name is Diane, my wife. Her name is Shannon Reed. Her name is Carla Baldu. Her name is Tamara Stecker. And I could go on and on. You thought maybe that I was talking about the woman 2,000 years ago. Why would we come and stand with Jesus simply to look at a woman who's been dead for almost 2,000 years? I'm talking about the women that Jesus blesses, the faithful wives, the workers in our Concordia Seminary community. Some years ago, I bumped into a friend of mine who is a surgeon in Southern Illinois. And he said, "What are you doing this afternoon?" I said, "Well, nothing especially pressing." And the next thing I knew, I was in his car, and we ended up out in a cemetery with about 100 other mourners. And we were participating in a Muslim funeral. It seems that a doctor at Belleville Memorial Hospital, a Muslim, had died suddenly. And my friend wanted to pay his respects. And so there we are going through this very strange ritual out there in the cemetery. I could say a whole lot about what happened, but we don't have the time for that. Let me simply say that the widow of the deceased, the daughters of the deceased, all the women were 100 yards away. Only the men are at the grave site. Only the men do the important things. The women in that faith are second-class citizens. And I wonder if we don't do the same inadvertently on our campus. This is such a male-dominated place. We have some young visitors here sitting in the front. Where are y'all from? Where? Somebody say it loud. St. Luke's here in town? Okay, well, welcome. If you haven't figured this out, this is a male-dominated place. The men preach, the men teach, the men study theology. We do have a few women doing that now. And those are all good things, no question about it. But I wonder if sometimes we guys don't think we're a little bit superior because of the things we are doing here. To think of ourselves more highly than we ought is a characteristic of sinners. Jesus did not only stand and look at that woman. He also looked at the teachers of the law who thought they were so superior because of what they were doing, and the eternal judge condemned them. Mea culpa,
tua culpa, my guilt, your guilt. We who are teachers and students of both law and gospel do not meet the qualifications of the Beatitudes. And frankly, for that matter, neither do the faithful women, our wives, and the workers here at Concordia Seminary. There is only one who meets the requirements of the Beatitudes, and that is the Son of the Most High. Blessed be He. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There is only one who satisfies those expectations, the Son of the Most High. Blessed be He. That is why our baptismal incorporation is so eternally and temporally important. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Luther says that baptism signifies that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and again a new man. And in view of what I'm doing with the message today, I really mean that. A new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Oswald Chambers says that the only thing that exceeds right doing is right being. And we guys do so many right things on this campus. Our classes and our other activities are about right doing. But right being is even more important. And that's why chapel has a unique role in our community life, for all of us. That's why chapel is so important, because we guys are set in a tempting situation where we can think more highly of ourselves because of the holy things that we are doing. In our classes here, we often anguish over applications. Well, here's the application for this message. Today, when you see one of the faithful women of our campus community, a worker, a wife, remember that they are just as loved and esteemed and eternally treasured as you are. They do so much for the love of Jesus and for the love of you. Thank you, O Most High, we say, for the women, the faithful women of our campus community. They do so much for the love of you and for the love of your Son. Blessed be He. Amen.